again, for folks that might disagree, maybe there's somebody out there that thinks Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, is just crushing it. You know, just couldn't be any better. Yeah, shut down some more stuff. Go, 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 go. You go, Gov. Has to be, no? Somebody out there, defend the governor. Let us know what you think. Got to be somebody in our audience who thinks President Trump is delusional when he thinks there's a chance this presidential election will be overturned. Wouldn't you say? I bet there is. I bet there's some folks out there. Well, hey, let's have a conversation about it. Let's do that right here on the program. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. Locally at 271-1100. I'm Scott Hannon. Kevin Flynn is here. Soon to be joined by Todd Mitchell. Our master engineer, Daniel, down at the World Network headquarters for What's On Your Mind, getting our show to stations across the Northern Plains. And who am I forgetting? The one and only Chris Larson, of course.
And the lovely Leah, our blog queen.
Thank you very much. Yes, Leah, who's getting every little tidbit we have in the way of a comment out to you on the social media. It's a way of people who are deprived and they can't have the radio cranked, but they just are itching to know what's going on, and they can follow us on a live blog. What's On Your Mind Radio Twitter account. Got it? Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Couple of things I'd like to cover today on the program. First of all, I'll tell you who's coming up. We're going to talk with Dr. Rich Vedder. He's the chief medical officer for Essentia Health. He was part of Mayor Tim Mahoney's press conference yesterday. And we'll get an update on how Essentia Health is faring, what they're asking of their clients and others in the community in this battle. We're going to talk with John Hinderacher from the Centers of the American Experiment. He's the top guy there. They have a golden turkey contest going on right now. Don't ask. You're going to love it. Trust me on this one thing. You got to laugh. You got to keep your sense of humor through this. Our friend Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. David Waterman is back from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. He was on with us Monday earlier this week. I think it was Monday. And we had a lot of feedback from that show. I want to hear from that guy. I want to hear more. Let me hear what he has to say. You know, a lot of the information we get related to COVID numbers is from public health people who have an agenda of sorts. Now, they would argue that their agenda is your health, but, you know, I think anytime you're dealing with anything medical, anything serious, a second opinion is always good. And then you decide. So we try and provide you lots of second opinions here on the program, and we will do that today. And then we want to tell you about the Dakota Hope Clinic Festival of Trees that's coming up. We're also efforting an interview with some folks related to President Trump's tweet last night. So we'll get to that as well. That's new. I want to finish on Governor Walz from last night. Kevin, do you happen to have the question and, more importantly, the answer from Governor Walz to our own Chris Larson last night related to the economic pain that's being inflicted on businesses? Do you have
I don't have that, but I can sure get it. No problem.
Yeah, that'd be great if you could find that. I'm going to paraphrase his answer for you. But Chris asked something about, you know, what are you going to do for businesses? Right? Now, some people get really mad when you say that. They say, like money is more important than businesses. To me, that's such a misunderstanding of what makes life go, right? Because, listen, lives, as in your actual health and well-being, are very much connected with your livelihood, especially on the mental health side, right? I mean, they are connected. So we're not afraid to ask those questions and say, okay, those are your decisions. That's what you're going to do. You believe it's best for the coronavirus response. What about the impacts? So here's Chris's question and the governor's
answer. This issue around small businesses absolutely pains me. I think we need to be clear. With the rates of infection we have, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. There's not going to be people to go. And what we do know is whether there's restrictions or not, once you reach a case positivity rate in states like this, there's virtually no difference because people aren't going anyway.
Okay, what stood out in that from you? Play it again, Kevin, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay.
This issue around small businesses absolutely pains me. I think we need to be clear. With the rates of infection we have, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants. There's not going to be people to go. And what we do know is...
Okay, stop a second. What does that mean?
Right.
This is Governor Tim Walz, asked about the challenges for business as a result of his COVID restrictions. This pains me. I always got to throw that in. Oh, they feel your pain. It's terrible. But you know what? With the rate of infection we have, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants.
I mean, other than the 99% that will survive it? Is it what?
I mean, like, is he writing a movie script for some kind of Armageddon or something? You know, I mean, like... coronavirus wipes the planet Earth from, you know, yeah, and very good point on your part, Kevin. The 99% survival rate tells you a lot of people have this.
Well, yeah, we'll be going back to the restaurant in a week.
A lot of people have got it, but a lot more don't and won't. A lot more, like 99 to 1 more. So the idea that, look, if we don't do this, there's not going to be people to go to the restaurant. What in the world is he talking about? Now, I don't know if he thinks that, but I know that people around him think that, and they drill it into their heads, and they get this, okay, this is Dr. Doom, my health officer, and I'm going to believe everything he says. Anybody that thinks Tim Walz is doing a good job, Minnesota's got this, here's that there's not going to be people to go to the restaurants unless he saves you, should be the wake-up call of all wake-up calls. I mean, really. I couldn't believe it. I was staggered by that. And Governor Burgum has had a similar... It's not the sky is falling, but it is the... I would call it the callousness of, you know, it just is what it is. Because I've asked him before, and he said on several occasions, restaurants go out of business all the time. Okay, but do restaurants go out of business all the time as a result of a government action against their business, reducing their revenue? I don't think so.
No.
I don't think that happens all the time. I don't know. Sometimes I shake my head and say, "Where, you know, what kind of a country are we? Do I recognize this place anymore? I don't know. I really don't." So we're gonna dig into that a little bit today. Here's the other new thing I want to share before we go to a break. Donald Trump tweeted out about an hour ago that important news conference today by lawyers on a very clear and viable path to victory. Pieces are very nicely falling into place. RNC, that'd be the Republican National Committee, at noon. That's 11 a.m. our time. Does that pique your interest just a little bit, Kev? Just a little?
Oh, yeah. I saw that earlier. All over it.
You're kind of like, what? Whoa. What's that all about? Tell me more. He went on to say thousands of uncounted votes discovered in Georgia counties. When the much more important signature match takes place, the state will flip Republican, and very quickly. Also says almost zero ballots rejected in Georgia this election. In years past, close to 4%. Not possible.
Nope.
Must have a signature check on the envelopes now. Very easy to do. Dems are fighting because they got caught. Far more votes than needed for flip. Republicans must get tough. Republicans are rarely tough.
I believe, in my opinion, this is so much bigger than a few counties or a few votes. This is massive. And if even part of this Dominion thing is true, it's It's over. We're back to paper ballots and IDs and signing for your ballot and the whole nine.
Why not? I'm fine with that.
Let's back it up.
Yeah, let's go to the real deal. Let's make it impossible to cheat.
Yep. How hard
folks
is it?
Watching. Yeah, I love it. Okay, take a break. Come back with more. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Chose Investments. This is What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Glad to be along with you today. Appreciate your trust in us. Keep that radio right where it's at. That app. You're listening online. Bookmark it. We love you. You know, there's a difference between knowing how to do something and knowing how to really get it done. Think about that. And that's why if you're looking at commercial real estate, office space, or land development, there's only one name to know in the metro, and that's Chose Investments. Chose Investments, homegrown company, decades of experience, contacts, relationships. They can help you get the answers you need fast. They can help you with a brand new project, sometimes building your own facility better than leasing. Find out more today from the pros. Scott Chose, Monty Chose, the team at ChoseInvestments.com, KJOSInvestments.com. More after this. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? That's a good song for today, Kevin.
Isn't it?
It's morning in America again.
Amen. Right?
It's morning in America again. Find out what they have in store at 11 today. I like hearing about clear path to victory.
Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Interesting. You know, the president's been fairly quiet through most of this tumultuous time in which we've been rooting for, you know, just some actual vote counting and actual verification on some of these things, you know, verification and whatnot. So it should be interesting now that we have him saying what he's saying. We'll find out. Our next guest is Dr. Rich Vedder. Dr. Vedder is the chief medical officer for the Western region of Essentia Health, joined Mayor Tim Mahoney yesterday to announce some things related to an update on COVID and where things are at. Dr. Vedder, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. Good morning.
So tell folks listening today what you most want them to know about where we find ourselves at today, 19th of November 2020, in this COVID battle.
Yeah, so as you know, we've been at this for many months, seems like longer, but, you know, I think we've entered kind of a new phase, as you're all aware. If you're watching the infectivity rates, community infection rates, our hospitalization rates, ICU bed rates, are really at an all-time high. And I would say that at least at Essentia here in Fargo, over the past 4 weeks, we've been running kind of near capacity most days. We've been able to reach out and get some traveler nurses and other support staff to be able to come in and help give our local staff a little bit of a reprieve, which has been much welcome. I think what we're seeing in Fargo isn't just COVID per se. It's really the increased COVID cases, but it's also increased acute care needs from people who have delayed care. We're seeing people waiting and not coming in where they might be able to get tuned up in the emergency room, as an example, and discharged home, where they're coming in now and requiring hospitalization because they might have let things go a little bit too long. And then we're also seeing an increased number of referrals from outside of our typical referral areas from Western North Dakota, Western Minnesota, that historically we wouldn't have seen. So really our increased caseload is really all three of those. It's increased COVID, it's increased acute needs, and then it's increased helping our sister facilities and other healthcare organizations throughout our region.
I've heard other healthcare organizations say, you know, the actual beds are there. The challenge is staffing the beds. Is that a challenge with Essentia as well?
Yes. As I mentioned, you know, we have been able to secure some additional staffing from outside of our area to come in and provide some help. Yeah, beds, we kind of look at three different things. So it's the kind of the three S's: space, staffing, and supplies. And space-wise, we've been able to increase our census. You know, historically, we've run census around, you know, 70 inpatients a day, you know, up and down depending on the day, but around 70. And right now, we're staffing up to about 135 today. So we've almost doubled our capacity as far as space-wise and being able to handle patients. But, of course, we didn't have the staff to meet those increased needs, and so that's why we had to go outside of the organization to get some additional help. From a supplies perspective, our PPE, ventilators, other needs that our patients might need, we're doing fine with those. I think the planning we did earlier in the year has served us well, and we have a good plan and process and are able to track our supplies on a day-to-day basis and feel really good about those.
We spoke with the governor of Minnesota last night, Tim Walz, a little bit about the new restrictions in Minnesota. And he, was also asked, okay, you're putting these in place, which obviously are going to have a detrimental effect on some livelihoods because there'll be businesses that'll have to close as a result of this, no revenue. I mean, you shut down a restaurant and say takeout only, a little tough to survive. He said, we have no choice. There's not going to be people to go to the restaurants if we don't do this. That blew me back a little bit because I'm thinking, last time I've looked, the survival rate on coronavirus is 99% and some change, and you're dealing with the 1% that need extra help. Has something changed drastically that would, alter that number?
No, I would say, the statistics have improved, I would say. You probably remember a few months back, we were saying 80% of people that contracted the virus would recover and do quite well with minimal or very minor symptoms, not requiring any care really at all. And then about 20% that would either need some limited care or oxygen, might need to be admitted to the hospital. And then only, as you said, maybe, 5% of those patients that would, be very sick. What we've seen is that, and this has continued to hold true, it's those really high-risk patients, particularly, again, our nursing homes and skilled nursing facilities and assisted living facilities, really people that have multiple other comorbidities and other challenges that have really, continued to be the majority of the deaths in both Minnesota and North Dakota. And so that statistic hasn't really changed. And, in fact, if anything, I would say because we've had more of the younger folks being tested, the numbers have gone up, but it's in those younger folks that don't typically get as ill. So you always want to make sure that we look at, I think, hospitalization rates and ICU rates are a good monitor of really what the significant disease illness is in a community. And that has gone up. So like I said, we are at near capacity and we've increased our staffing and our bed availability. I think one of the other things that we've instituted, just want to let your listeners know, is that we've moved now because of the challenges around testing. It's been a concern, from the beginning of this. We have more available testing now. In fact, we have saliva testing. We have antigen testing coming soon, which is those are both much quicker resulting and easier to obtain. We're going to do what we call patient-initiated testing, where they can actually, if they have a MyHealth account through Essentia, they can actually go in and order a test themselves. They don't even need to go through our e-visit process. If you don't have a MyHealth account, you can still access a test through the e-visit portal. And those, are going to still be through the Mayo system as well as our in-house testing. And so still about a, 4 to 5 day delay for those. But the saliva testing has really been, helpful because it's a turnaround time about 2 to 3 days. And then when we get the antigen testing, that'll be like doing a strep test. That the turnaround will be, 20 minutes. So both of those testing advances, should help us a lot.
Don has a question for our guest, Dr. Rich Vedder. Go ahead, Don.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, great. Don. Good, what's your question for Dr. Vedder?
Don, go ahead with your question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I came in. I was was going to make a comment about the issue about Thanksgiving. So,
all right,
have a question for the gentleman.
Hang on, gotcha. Hang on just a second.
We'll get you after the top of the break here. We have about a minute left, Dr. Vedder. I also wanted to ask you a little bit about, vaccines obviously are out there now. Therapeutics are out there. It seems like, we have a lot of tools to get through the vaccination. I mean, are we on third base rounding home? I mean, do you see, just get through this challenging time of a tight hospitalization rate and we'll be in a lot better place given what's on the horizon?
Yeah, I think really the vaccine is going to be, you know, a major game changer, particularly with the reports the last week or two around the effectiveness. You know, 95% effective, both the Pfizer vaccine and the Moderna vaccine. You know, we would have been happy with probably a 70%, 80% effectiveness rate, because you could certainly tamp down the illness dramatically like we do with influenza every year. And so 95% effective is just, you know, pretty remarkable. Now, whether that'll hold up in kind of real life circumstances, you know, remains to be seen. But we've been working diligently with the health departments on both sides of the border to make sure that we have the distribution, storage capabilities, logistics, prioritization, the infrastructure to do technology infrastructure to track doses, because it'll be two doses to make sure people are getting the vaccine timely. And so we're feeling really good about where we are. And I think as soon as the vaccine's available, we'll be ready to implement that.
I appreciate the time today and the update. I know that everyone in healthcare is you know, they're all in. This is like a battle of all battles, and we certainly appreciate all the sacrifices that are happening from the folks to keep people healthy. Thanks so much, Dr. Bett. Appreciate it.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ascension Health, Dr. Rich Vedder, Chief Medical Officer, Western Region of Ascension Health. All right. We'll open up the phones to talk about Thanksgiving or anything else you want to talk about today on the program. President's tweet about what will happen at 11 o'clock today. And have you interested? And much more straight ahead. This is What's on Your Mind.